Disclosure, this is an AI-generated reading. Quantum Models of Consciousness from a Quantum Information Science Perspective, Leia Gassa, 1212nd P, COQ14, and Oscar E, EMSTECAPLOGLU1, 5. 6 Department of Physics, Cobb University, 34450 Sarıyer, Istanbul, Turkey, Department of Biology, University of Waterloo, ANE, Canada Faculty of Engineering and Natural Sciences. Kadir Has University, 34083 Fatih, Istanbul, Turkey, QTF Center of Excellence, Department of Physics, University of Helsinki, P.O. Box 43FI-00014, Helsinki, Finland, Tubatak Research Institute for Fundamental Sciences, 41470 JEBS, Turkey, a Faculty of Engineering. The models under consideration can be categorized into three distinct groups based on the level at which quantum mechanics might operate within the brain, those suggesting that consciousness arises from electron delocalization within microtubules inside neurons, those proposing it emerges from the electromagnetic field surrounding the entire neural network, and those positing it originates from the interactions between individual neurons governed by neurotransmitter molecules. Our focus is particularly on the Posner model of cognition, for which we provide preliminary calculations on the preservation of entanglement of phosphate molecules within the geometric structure of Posner clusters. These findings provide valuable insights into how quantum information theory can enhance our understanding of brain functions. Introduction: the prevailing assumption in both modern science and philosophy is that consciousness arises from complex synaptic computations within neural networks, where brain neurons function as fundamental units of information, 1, 2. However, a purely algorithmic and deterministic perspective seems to leave little room for the inclusion of concepts such as qualia and free will in the understanding of consciousness. Consequently, the term quantum has become a popularly used prefix in fields like social science 3 and integrative neuroscience 4, even though the connection between quantum phenomena and consciousness remains a subject of ongoing debate within the physics community. 5. Is the brain really acting as a quantum computer? Have we figured out each and every process in the brain, irrespective of whether it is classical or potentially quantum? There are quite a few terms, such as mind, 6-8, consciousness, 9-10, and instincts pertaining to the brain, or what goes on inside it, that are not accurately defined because we do not have the appropriate tools yet to gauge them, 11, and hence to understand them from a physical perspective. Quantum theory has been employed to explore various aspects of brain activity in fascinating ways, 12-13. Each existing model focuses on a specific dimension of neural processes, such as consciousness, cognition, or perception, including numerosity perception. See, for instance, the spin model in 14 with the overarching goal of understanding the brain. Our objective is not to prove or disprove any theory, or to provide a definition distinguishing consciousness from cognition. Instead, we will use the terminology employed by the authors of these theories. If a theory uses the term consciousness, we will use it as well. Additionally, this perspective paper does not offer a comprehensive review of all models available in the literature. While we acknowledge the significance of well-established approaches such as the dissipative quantum model, the brain 15, and the holographic brain theory 16-17, these fall beyond the scope of our discussion. Instead, our focus is on three specific models that explore the potential influence of quantum effects on mental processes at three distinct levels: IV electrons within neurons, the electromagnetic fields surrounding neurons, and three, the molecules that mediate neuronal communication. These models include the orchestrated objective reduction ORCH-OR theory 18 to 22, which suggests that the collective states of electrons inside neurons may function as qubits, with their objective and orchestrated collapse mediated by microtubule molecules playing a key role in the emergence of consciousness. The conscious electromagnetic information semi-field theory 23 to 27, which predicts that the electromagnetic field enveloping the neural network can interact with individual cells via single photons, potentially enabling analog quantum computation, and the Posner model of cognition 28, which explores a molecular form of quantum computation that employs resources such as quantum entanglement between nuclear spins to synchronize individual neurons. Our aim is to provide a perspective from the standpoint of quantum information and demonstrate how it can aid in investigating the aforementioned theories, placing particular emphasis on the Posner model of cognition. Additionally, we will present simulation results based on our existing toy model 29, focusing on different geometrical clusters that preserve entanglement and comprise the tetrahedral geometry, which is characteristic of phosphate in Posner molecules. Our numerical results demonstrate L E A G A S S A B 974 at G M A I L com that this specific geometry not only better preserves coherence, but also maintains entanglement. To better understand our results and the effects in various geometric configurations, we represent the geometry by diagonalizing the Hamiltonian, a method that clearly illustrates the impact of buffer isolation on quantum information protection. These findings offer valuable insights into how quantum information theory can enhance our understanding of brain function. The paper is organized as follows. Section 2 examines the role of microtubules in consciousness. Section 3 investigates the concept of consciousness in the electromagnetic field. Section 4 focuses on the Posner model of cognition. Building on this concept, Section 5 presents our study on the preservation of entanglement within different geometrical clusters. Section 6 offers a theoretical explanation of our results. Finally, Section 7 concludes the review by summarizing the key findings and discussing their broader implications for future research. 2. Quantum consciousness emerging from the microtubules within neurons. The foundational assumption of the ORCHR theory 1922-30, originally introduced by Nobel laureate Roger Penrose and refs. 31st, 32, is that consciousness arises from a sequence of discrete events beyond the scope of any computable process. According to this theory, these events may result from a specific quantum phenomenon known as Penrose objective reduction of the quantum state. An alternative objective reduction model proposed by Diossi suggests the emission of radiation during the collapse process. This prediction, however, has been experimentally refuted by Donati L. 33. In contrast, Penrose's model, which does not involve spontaneous radiation emission, remains a plausible theoretical framework. The objective reduction phenomenon, as proposed by Penrose 34 to 36, involves the collapse of the quantum state in a manner that is not solely the result of environmental interactions, but is inherently linked to the fundamental influence of space-time on quantum superposition. When these ideas were combined with anesthesiologist Stuart Hameroff's research on the biomolecular information processing models 37-38, the concept of orchestrated objective reduction was integrated with biological systems 18-21. Further advancing the development of the ORCH-OR theory 22. Consequently, the ORCH-OR theory is also referred to as the Penrose-Hameroff model of consciousness. The brain is a warm and noisy environment, which is generally not very conducive to quantum effects. For Penrose's idea to be plausible, quantum effects would need to survive in the brain at least until a neuron has managed to fire. Hameroff suggested that microtubules, which are large polymers essential to cellular structure and function, could provide a potential framework for quantum processes within neurons. These hollow tubes, composed of tubulin dimers, contain p electrons that delocalize within the aromatic rings of tubulin molecules. In its early formulations, 18 to 21, the Ortoer theory posited that tubulins could exist in a superposition of distinct mechanical conformations influenced by London force dipoles within these aromatic rings. However, more recent iterations of the theory have shifted focus away from conformational superpositions, emphasizing instead the superposition of tubulin excitation dipole states as the primary mechanism for information encoding 22. Both in the initial proposals and in more advanced interpretations of the model, it is hypothesized that P electrons may become delocalized to such an extent that they could form a network potentially capable of sustaining quantum superposition long enough to influence conscious thought, 39 to 45. A key challenge for the Ortroar theory is whether quantum coherence can persist in the brain's warm and noisy environment. Tegmark 46 estimated that decoherence in microtubules would occur in the order of 10 to 13 seconds, making quantum effects seemingly irrelevant. However, Hagen, Hameroff, and Tuzinski, 47 recalculated decoherence times, accounting for dielectric properties, dipole interactions, and quantum shielding effects. Their revised estimates extended coherence times to 10 to 5 to 10 4 seconds, which aligns with neurophysiological processes. This time scale is crucial because it suggests that quantum coherence may be sustained long enough to influence neural processing and could play a role in the brain's larger scale functions. While the Ortroar theory presents a framework for linking large-scale quantum effects to brain activity, there remains a significant conceptual gap between these bottom-up approaches and the higher-level aspects of consciousness, such as cognition, perception, and self-awareness. The transition from microtubule-level quantum phenomena to macroscopic brain function is not yet well understood, and the connection to psychological or philosophical interpretations of consciousness remains speculative. This gap also manifests in the difficulty of directly correlating quantum events with observable cognitive states. For instance, EEG signal drops often associated with altered states of consciousness may be linked to the collapse of quantum superpositions within the brain's microtubules, reflecting the loss of coherence and the cessation of certain quantum processes that could contribute to consciousness. To place these theoretical achievements into perspective, further discussion is needed on how quantum effects, if present, could integrate with no neuroscientific and cognitive mechanisms. This issue highlights the broader challenge of bridging physics-based models of consciousness with the complexities of human experience and cognition. Superradiant excitonic states in microtubules' recent experimental studies have demonstrated that microtubules can capture and transfer energy over distances of approximately 6 nanometers, surpassing classical predictions 48 to 50. This quantum phenomenon suggests that energy transfer in biological systems nay visual summary. This figure describes schematic representation of the cylindrical microtubule structure formed by ATU dubulin dimers in orange in green, highlighting the tryptophan TRP network. The trip residues are depicted as stars, illustrating their collective emission of light, a phenomenon associated with superradiance. Adhere to quantum mechanical principles rather than classical pathways 51-52. However, the specific mechanisms underlying this energy transfer remain unknown. A promising investigation into the potential for long-range coherent quantum phenomena in cytoskeletal microtubules involves the study of superradiance 39-40. This quantum phenomenon occurs when molecular sites interact with a shared electromagnetic field, leading to collective light emission as excitations become delocalized across multiple molecules simultaneously. Exciton delocalization plays an important role in biological networks of photoactive molecules by providing giant transition dipoles that can strongly couple to the electromagnetic field, enable superabsorption and supertransfer, and transport the cellular photoexcitation to a specific reaction center. The molecular structures and their quantum dynamics need to be modeled as open systems, where the first level of the environment is the electromagnetic field to which the exciton waves couple. Traditional quantum optics assumes that photoactive molecules are identical two-level systems and models the delocalization of a single excitation and its transfer back to the electromagnetic field through photon emission by an effective non-Hermitian Hamiltonian 53-56. Visual summary: this equation describes a mathematical relationship, half equals H0 plus IG1, whose right and left eigenvectors do not form an orthogonal basis individually, but instead establish a biorthogonal basis collectively, a defining feature of non-Hermitian quantum systems 57-60. More precisely, given that L visual summary, this equation describes a mathematical relationship and ELHEF equals EELP. The eigenvectors satisfy the biorthogonal basis condition EIER equals CEDE, leading to the spectral. Visual summary: this equation describes a mathematical relationship. Decomposition HEF equals EER RELCE. In equation 1, H0 accounts for the on-site energies of a single excitation in the molecular aggregate, and G described the coupling of the exciton between different sites as a result of the interaction with the electromagnetic field. This non-Hermitian Hamiltonian offers an opportunity to go beyond the dipole-dipole approximation, which is a limiting case of the interactions described by equation when the size of the system is much smaller than the wavelength associated with a transition dipole of the molecular sites 54. The non-Hermitian Hamiltonian approach outlined above has been recently utilized in REF 61 to develop a theoretical model for exciton transport within microtubules. In this model, aromatic tryptophan amino acids 2RP that have the largest transition dipole moment in the structure of microtubules were treated as the photoactive molecular sites through which a single exciton delocalizes. The positions, dipole orientations, and excitation energies of these molecules were obtained by previous molecular dynamic simulations and quantum chemistry calculations. Then the biorthogonal eigenspectrum E equals EIG2ER EL of equation 1 was obtained by diagonalizing it for a system consisting of up to 100 spirals of 13 microtubule protofilaments. To this aim, each spiral was assumed to include 104 TRP dipoles. Figure 1 presents a schematic representation of the tryptophan network in the microtubule. The imaginary part G of the complex eigenvalues E represents the decay width that determines the coupling of the extended excitonic state with the electromagnetic field. When the decay widths of all right eigenstates ER or plotted after being normalized by the single dipole decay width G in 61, it was realized that the superradiant state corresponds to the lowest excitonic state for the systems that have more than 12 spirals. It was also demonstrated that either full or a partial randomization of TRP dipole orientations destroys the superradiance, which in turn indicates that the superradiance depends on the particular order of these dipoles in microtubules. The extent of exciton delocalization was also investigated for both the superradiant and subradiant states of 100 spirals in 61. To this aim, the authors utilized the three-dimensional visualization of the probability of finding the exciton on TRP site K, which reads KER2, visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship, P K equals PR2. This investigation revealed that the exciton in the superradiant state is delocalized over all TRP sites on the microtubule's external wall, potentially facilitating communication with cellular proteins. Conversely, exciton delocalization in the long-lived subradiant state is concentrated on the inner wall of the microtubule lumen, possibly contributing to neuronal process synchronization. The same probability-based analysis using smaller microtubule segments, specific groups of 13 coupled spirals, the minimum number ensuring the superradiant state as the lowest excitonic state, showed that the ground state of the whole segment acts as a coherent superposition of the ground states of its smaller components. Furthermore, Phonoexcitation was found to spread ballistically along the longitudinal axis, and the superradiance demonstrated robustness to disorder, even with uniformly distributed excitation energy across TRP dipole sites. This type of probabilistic analysis of excitation delocalization within a microtubule segment could be further refined by incorporating established measures from quantum information theory. For instance, assume the microtubule system reaches thermal equilibrium at inverse temperature, then provided that the values of E are real or come in complex conjugate pairs with the same degeneracy 57 to 60, the state of the system is given by XE E visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. Rations equals ER E L 3. P where Z equals E. The probability of finding the excitant on TRP site K turns out to be SERE visual summary. This equation describes a math equality curve received said PEL probably KHRELKERKD NISO across the microtubule segment, although its state is an incoherent mixture. In this example, the simultaneous presence of the excitant at two different 2RP sites with non-zero probabilities cannot be interpreted as the excitant being delocalized across these two sites. While Ki, K, and P, J may have positive values, the off-diagonal term of RTHE, which couples these two sites, shutters, MASH K, can still be zero. Thus, probability-based approaches might be misleading in witnessing excitant delocalization, especially when the microtubule is an open system. Alternatively, the density matrix formalism provides a powerful framework for quantifying excitant delocalization. This methodology parallels the approach used to quantify proton delocalization in water ice systems, as detailed in REF 63. Furthermore, measures of quantum superposition 64, 65 can be visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship applied when KJ equals zero, drawing an analogy to the analysis of electron delocalization in aromatic molecules, as described in REF 66. Quantum coherence measures the degree of quantum superposition in a state R with respect to an orthogonal basis, fives. One widely used measure is the L1 norm of coherence, defined as visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship, C1R equals 5 visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship, K equals K. Visual summary, this equation describes a mathematical relationship. The L1 norm of coherence is maximized for an excitonic state, R equals PS. Visual summary, this equation describes a mathematical relationship, PEYS. This equation describes a mathematical relationship, KEQUIS 1. Each trip site with equal probability 1 per Newton upon measurement. This corresponds to a state where the excitant can be found in Kane conversely. CL1 vanishes for incoherent mixtures like RMix equals K, K, K. Another measure of coherence is the relative entropy of coherence 62. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. CRER equals MIDIT. SES. ESCRE, sistered. The relative entropy of coherence measures how distinguishable a density matrix is from its closest incoherent state, providing a way to quantify the coherence present in the system. This quantum information theoretical approach also allows us to rigorously measure excitant delocalization over two blocks of 13 coupled spirals, say blocks A and B. By taking a partial trace over the degrees of freedom of the other blocks, X, we can calculate the reduced state Rx for any block or block cluster X equals A, B, A, B, then CMRA and CMRB quantify intra-block exciton delocalization inside blocks A and B, respectively. The quantity CMRB, CRAB, CMRB quantify intra-block exciton delocalization related to the coupling between blocks. This approach provides a theoretical background for experiments observing exciton delocalization via interference in emission lines from spatially separated blocks. An experiment similar to the one performed for polyacetylene in 67 can be designed for microtubules. In addition to enhancing the quantification of delocalization, the perspective of quantum information science could provide an opportunity to extend the non-Hermitian Hamiltonian approach to a quantum master equation approach. This would allow for modeling the complete dynamics of photoexcitation in microtubules, including the influence of the surrounding environment 53-56. The effective Hamiltonian HEF given in equation 1, which characterizes the reduced photoexcitation dynamics, can be derived from a couple of extended master equations that include the electromagnetic field's degrees of freedom 53-56. However, these master equations should also be extended to include thermal fluctuations of the surrounding environment. The non-Hermitian approach introduced in REF 61 and discussed above, which is relevant to the single excitation manifold, was recently extended in a follow-up study to investigate the effects of superradiance induced by ultraviolet excitation of several biologically relevant TRP meganetworks, 48. In this study, the researchers enhanced their theoretical and computational results with experimental fluorescence quantum yield measurements in tubulin and microtubules. Interestingly, they observed that the formation of strongly superradiant states resulting from collective interactions among over 105 TRP UV-excited transition dipoles within microtubule structures enhances the efficiency of ultraviolet light absorption and its redistribution to lower energy levels. This mechanism may provide potential protection for cells against ultraviolet-induced damage. The insights from quantum information science that we have explored to enhance the theoretical framework in REF 61 are equally applicable to the more recent study in REF 48, offering a unified perspective on excitant delocalization and superradiance in microtubules. In particular, quantum coherence and entanglement measures could provide a more rigorous quantification of excitant delocalization, while a master equation approach incorporating environmental interactions may offer deeper insight into the robustness of superradiant states under physiological conditions. For instance, quantifying superradiant state formation using the L1 norm of coherence or relative entropy of coherence could reveal the extent of quantum delocalization, while entanglement entropy between different microtubule segments may provide insights into the role of quantum correlations in excitant transport. Furthermore, incorporating thermal fluctuations, vibrational coupling with the surrounding protein matrix, and solvent-induced decoherence into a master equation framework could provide a more realistic description of microtubule photoexcitation dynamics in physiological environments. Such an approach could also help elucidate whether superradiance-mediated excitant transport plays a role in intracellular signaling or energy redistribution pathways. Experimental verification through time-resolved spectroscopy or modified fluorescence quenching assays may further substantiate these theoretical predictions. 3. Quantum consciousness emerging from the M-field surrounding neurons. As discussed above, the Orch-Ohr theory suggests that information processing in the brain occurs at the level of microtubules, which shape neurons and give them their unique architecture. This idea, however, conflicts with established principles of neuroscience. Yet certain phenomena, such as the binding problem, remain challenging to explain at the scale of neural networks. One idea proposed to address the integration of distinct information processed by localized neural networks across distant regions of the brain, information distributed over a wide spatial area, is to conceptualize consciousness as a force field 68. Some earlier interpretations, 69 to 71, view this force field as having a metaphysical origin, alighting with traditional mind-body dualism. Alternatively, others, 23 to 27, 72 to 74, suggest that it represents the brain's endogenous electromagnetic EM field, reframing the mind-body problem as a matter-field dualism. The conscious electromagnetic information semi-field theory, proposed by John Joe McFadden, 23, serves as the foundation for examining the experimentally observed correlations between synchronized neural firing and conscious awareness, 75. According to this theory, 24 to 27, information processed in local neural networks can be transferred to the brain's EM field, creating disturbances that reflect this information. It suggests that the information integrated into the EM field corresponds to conscious experience, which can then be re-downloaded into neural networks, influencing the firing patterns of motor neurons. A schematic representation of the semi-field theory is shown in Figure 2. The semi-field theory asserts that synchronized neural firing is essential for transferring information generated by neural computation into the brain's EM field. Without this synchronization, the theory argues, the brain's EM field would not be sufficiently perturbed, and the resulting information would contribute only to unconscious awareness. Well, moreover, the theory does not claim that integrated information within the EM field directly activates resting neurons. Instead, it suggests that mechanisms, such as the regulation of voltage-gated ion channels, especially when the membrane potential is near the threshold, either slightly below or above, might allow the EM field to influence neuronal activity. This influence could involve either triggering firings that are on the brink of occurring or suppressing those that are barely underway. The theory views this process as a possible basis for free will. While quantum effects are not considered a requirement, the theory proposes that the EM field could, under specific conditions, control neurons through single photon interactions. This interaction, it suggests, may represent the only way quantum effects are visual summary. This figure describes schematic representation of the semi-conscious electromagnetic information field theory, illustrating how the electromagnetic EM field generated by neural networks interacts with and influences neuronal activity, permitted to manifest within the brain. The initial studies 24-25 aim to generate testable predictions by presenting theoretical considerations and experimental evidence related to the origin of the brain's EM field, the spatiotemporal complexity of its magnitude, and potential mechanisms for interaction with neural computation. Subsequent updates to the theory have further strengthened this proposal. For example, REFS 26, 76, 77 reported experiments demonstrating that synchronous neuronal firing has a functional role in the brain, and that the brain's endogenous EM field contributes to recruiting neurons into synchronously firing networks. Additionally, REF 27 addressed criticisms suggesting that the binding problem is merely an illusion, showing instead how complex information is unified into coherent ideas that provide meaning within the brain. In another update, 78 to 80, it has been proposed that spatially distributed information can only be integrated through energetic fields, such as the EM field. Despite being based on a solid conceptual foundation, the semi-field theory has not garnered the attention it warrants in the literature, 79. One contributing factor is the challenges associated with transferring information between the field and matter. While research on the influence of electromagnetic fields on neuronal ion channels is expanding, 76, further studies are needed to demonstrate the feasibility of this information transfer. Another reason for the theory's limited reception is that it still lacks a mathematical model to validate its viability. This limitation is not unique to McFadden's theory. Similar electromagnetic field-based theories of consciousness proposed by Susan Pocket, 72, 74, and E. Roy John, 73, also do not emphasize formal mathematical modeling, Rather, these theories prioritize phenomenological and empirical frameworks over detailed mathematical structures. Despite this, they each examine the role of electromagnetic fields in consciousness in slightly different ways. Susan Pocket's work 72-74 highlights the holistic nature of the brain's electromagnetic activity, suggesting that consciousness emerges not from specific neural circuits, but from the global EM field of the brain itself. While McFadden's theory adopts a more mechanistic approach, positing that synchronized neuronal firing directly affects the brain's EM field, Pocket's perspective centers on how the EM field contributes to subjective experience in its entirety. Both theories recognize the essential role of EM fields in consciousness, though they differ in terms of granularity, with McFadden emphasizing neural synchronization and Pocket advocating for a more unified field approach. Similarly, E. Roy John's research, 73, while acknowledging the importance of electromagnetic fields, focuses on the specific electrical patterns of brain activity. His work highlights the correlation between brain wave patterns and consciousness, suggesting that changes in electrical activity are integral to conscious states. In contrast to McFadden's emphasis on synchronized neuronal firing as a mechanism for transferring information to the EM field, John's work explores the relationship between neural oscillations and consciousness more directly, focusing on measurable electrical signals rather than the broader electromagnetic field. Unlike these classical electromagnetic models, Jibu and Yasue propose a quantum field theory of consciousness 81-83, which posits that quantum coherence in the brain's water molecules, particularly within microtubules, plays a critical role in cognitive processes. Their model suggests that a Bose-Einstein condensation of quantum fields in the brain enables a non-local and unified conscious experience. Though speculative, this quantum approach marks a significant departure from classical electromagnetic theories by incorporating quantum field dynamics as a foundational element of consciousness. Synchronized firing through the correlations between neurons. The central premise of SEMI field theory is that it is not the number of neurons firing, but rather the degree of synchronization in their firing that is related to conscious awareness. On the other hand, synchronization is one of the most important phenomena in the literature on dynamic systems, and there is a significant body of knowledge on the mathematical methods used to study it. However, the complexity of the human brain and the need for dynamic system analysis at the macroscopic level may pose challenges in enriching the CMI field theory with mathematical models. At this point, information theoretic approaches may provide an alternative route for both theoretical and experimental research. There is a natural relationship between the concepts of synchronization and correlation. Strong synchronization in a neural network means that there is a high correlation between individual nerve cells. In other words, information theory could allow us to focus on the individual nerve cells within the brain's structure, rather than looking at the entire vast and complex brain. Moreover, the flow of information within a system can be studied more effectively through the concept of correlation rather than synchronization. For example, we could model neuronal coherence by developing mathematical models to simulate how neural firing can create coherent EM fields. This can help us understand how these fields might exhibit quantum coherence properties. In this context, existing methods related to the transformations between quantum coherence and correlations in REFS 84, 86 can be guiding. Another approach is to simulate quantum entanglement to explore potential interactions between different regions of the brain. The generation of correlations between massive particles interacting with a gravitational field has been a topic of mathematical investigation, with various experimental proposals investigating whether such interactions could induce entanglement, thereby providing a means to test the quantum nature of the gravitational field 87-89. Moreover, master equation-based approaches demonstrate that fluctuation-mediated Casimir-Polder interactions can lead to correlations that persist, even in the steady state, between initially uncorrelated and spatially separated particles 90. Following a similar framework, we could model how a specific type of magnetic field might correlate two nerve cells separated by a particular distance. Building upon this, one could design experiments to investigate whether the brain's electromagnetic field functions in a classical manner, as proposed by McFadden's CMI field theory, or whether it exhibits quantum properties as suggested by Jibu and Yasu. If synchronized firing produces a classical electromagnetic field, this field would likely create only classical correlations between distant neurons. In contrast, a quantum electromagnetic field could generate quantum coherence or entanglement, potentially involving the brain's microtubules or water molecules. Quantum information theory provides a robust framework for quantifying both classical and quantum correlations, allowing us to distinguish between these two distinct types of processes. These correlations may correspond to different types of resource management in the brain. With a classical electromagnetic field reflecting local neural synchronization, while the quantum electromagnetic field could be associated with global non-local resource management linked to quantum coherence. Using quantum field theory, we can model how these distinct fields interact and influence neural networks, providing insights into how macroscopic electromagnetic fields may arise from microscopic quantum processes. These avenues show promise, though they may be computationally complex. Nevertheless, they represent valuable paths for furthering our understanding of electromagnetic field-based theories of consciousness. IV quantum computum consciousness emerging from the molecular interactions among neurons, Matthew Fisher, proposes a comparison between quantum computing and our brain, suggesting that the latter might function like a quantum computer, 2891. This model aligns closely with neuroscience conventions, where consciousness is associated with a network of neurocells. To facilitate quantum computing in the brain, we first need to identify a suitable candidate to act as a qubit. Additionally, the brain's mechanism should meet the following criteria: possess a long nuclear spin coherence time to function as a qubit, have a method for transporting this qubit throughout the brain and into neurons. Include a molecular scale quantum memory for storing the qubits. Contain a mechanism for quantum entangling multiple qubits. Initiate a chemical reaction that triggers quantum measurements, which in turn determine subsequent neuron firing rates, among other things. The optimal candidate for a neural qubit in our brain should have a nuclear spin of 12 to ensure long-lived coherence. This is visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. Because nuclei with I-12 experience significant decoherence due to electric field interactions, whereas I equals 12 spins are primarily affected by weaker magnetic field perturbations, allowing for much longer coherence times 28. Therefore, phosphorus emerges as the best candidate for a neural qubit. The phosphate ion and the pyrophosphate ion serve as transporters for this qubit. In our body, adenosine triphosphate ion serve as a transporters for this qubit. In our body, adenosine triphosphate IM CPS invasion scribes a mathematical relationship at PIAMP plus PPI. Visual summary, this figure describes schematic representation of two Posner clusters, each composed of 9 calcium atoms and 6 phosphate ions, K9PO4, 3, 6. The diagram illustrates how two phosphate ions can become entangled between different Posner clusters, producing adenosine monophosphate AMP and the pyrophosphate ion PPI. Occasionally, further hydrolysis results in the production of two separate phosphate ions. Once the transporter is identified, a mechanism is needed to protect the coherence of the phosphorus qubit. This is where the Posner molecule comes into play. The existence of stable calcium phosphate molecules in our body indicates that phosphate ions will bind to calcium cations, protecting them from proton binding. This mechanism extends the coherence time for phosphorus nuclear spin. The calcium phosphate molecule is referred to as the Posner cluster. Next, we need a mechanism to entangle two qubits present in two different Posner clusters. The enzyme pyrophosphatase ensures this entanglement. In Posner clusters, pseudospin states arise from the collective nuclear spins of phosphorus atoms. These pseudospin states serve as the quantum degrees of freedom making the Posner molecule a cutrit due to its threefold symmetry. When two Posner molecules attempt to bind, their pseudospin states become entangled, regardless of whether the binding is successful. This entanglement is crucial for quantum computations. The two entangled phosphorus nuclear spins, located in different Posner clusters, influence the firing of corresponding neurons during binding reactions. This means that the reactions in two different neurons are entangled. The schematic showing the two phosphates entangled in two different Posner clusters is provided in Figure 3. Furthermore, experiments on Posner clusters have been conducted to provide insights into their properties, but their coherence has not yet been studied experimentally, 92 to 96. Theoretical studies have also been conducted to model the system using a Hamiltonian framework and incorporating environmental noise and some quantum information measures, such as concurrence. These studies model Posner molecules with six interacting spins, one for each phosphate molecule. The spin Hamiltonian describes these interactions, considering the symmetry of the Posner molecule and examining various configurations. They use concurrence to analyze entanglement within the spin system, 97 to 99. Another study approaches it from a quantum computing and information perspective, interpreting each step in Fisher's proposal as a quantum computing operation, though it does not involve environmental factors 100. Some of these studies are skeptical about the possibility of quantum brain processing. However, our goal here is not to definitively prove or disprove this idea, but to illustrate how quantum information could aid in these investigations. To tackle this complex model, we introduce a simplified toy model to specifically investigate the behavior of phosphate molecules, focusing on the preservation of entanglement. These study of the entanglement preservation. In a recent article, we have explored the preservation of quantum coherence in various geometries 29. We found that the tetrahedral geometry is the best candidate for the protection of quantum coherence in a central spin, which closely resembles the structure of a phosphate molecule. Building upon this work, we now extend our investigation to the preservation of entanglement. In our approach, we treat each atom within a phosphate molecule as an identical spin having a magnitude of 1-2. In the context of a phosphate molecule, a cluster of five spins consists of a central spin associated with the phosphorus atom surrounded by buffer spins corresponding to oxygen atoms. The buffer spins interact with individual thermal baths while the central spin remains isolated from direct environmental interactions. Figure 1 from reference 29 illustrates this concept. When exposed to a magnetic field along the z-axis, an energy difference arises between the lower state spin-up and the upper state spin-down, allowing for a two-level description. The buffer spins eventually reach thermal equilibrium with the environment at an inverse temperature. In our study, we analyzed the geometry of buffer networks characterized by different arrays of coupling constants, which are either G or zero. These configurations can be represented using planar graphs. Specifically, for a given number of buffer spins, N, we explore all feasible buffer networks that can be embedded in a plane. Figure 2 from reference 29 illustrates the different planar graphs. We focus on two extreme cases, one where there is no connectivity among the buffer spins, and another where there is maximum connectivity within the buffer spin network. For the study of entanglement preservation, we consider two separate clusters with entangled central spins. For example, in a tetrahedral geometry, these clusters could represent two separate phosphate molecules. In each phosphate molecule, the central spin corresponds to the phosphorus atom, and these phosphorus atoms are entangled with each other. Our main goal is to preserve the initial entanglement between two spins, each in a separate network over time. To accomplish this, we model the system as an open system. The central spins in both networks are entangled with each other, while the surrounding buffer spins remain in a thermal state. There is no direct coupling between the spins of the two networks, as they are well separated. We consider two clusters of N plus 1 spins, each cluster consisting of a central spin surrounded by a buffer network. The initial cluster state can be represented as a product state. Visual summary: this equation describes a mathematical relationship. Rho equals PS1. Here we assume the Boltzmann constant KB to be equal to 1. The total Hamiltonian of one spin cluster reads as XOIX visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. H equals SC plus GIJ SXI SXJ plus sigma 1 te III. The Pauli spin 1-2 operators for the ith spin are denoted by SX sig. In SC and the interaction strength between the spin pair I, J is represented by GIJ. The central spin labeled by 1 is coupled to the buffer spins at strength G1J equals G equals 0 in all geometries under consideration. On the other hand, each buffer network is defined by a different array of coupling constants consisting of 0 or G values, which can be represented by a planar graph. In other words, we consider two different geometries of the spins in the buffer network. Either they do not interact with each other and are coupled only to the central spin forming a topology that resembles a star graph, or they are fully connected to all the other spins in the system, giving rise to a complete graph. To be precise, for n equals 5, the fully connected geometry is not a complete graph, as the central spin is positioned right in the middle of the bulk network. More details are given in 29, hindering the interaction between spin 2 and spin 6, which are uncoupled. We describe the open quantum system dynamics of the spin network by the following Lindblad master equation, 101. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. RT equals IH. RT plus delivered. 11. Where the unitary contribution to the dynamics is provided by the self-Hamiltonian of the system, given in equation .10. By assuming weakly coupled buffer spins, local thermal dissipation channels are described by the dissipator in equation 111 to 1774. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. Dr. E1G 1 plus nos RT SI plus nes SRT. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. I equals 2. 2 II 12 plus G no S I plus RT S SS RT. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. I equals 2, 2II. This equation describes a mathematical relationship where no is the Planck distribution at the spin resonance frequency O, S plus R, the Pauli spin ladder operators, and G equals G is the coupling constant between the environment and the ith buffer spin, taken to be homogeneous for each buffer spin independently of the network structure for simplicity. Day C D visual summary. This figure describes logarithmic negativity, En, of the reduced state composed on the two entangled spins with respect to dimensionless time. T here, all. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. The results refer to the model with fully connected buffer spins for n equals 5. The interaction between spin 2 and spin 6 is missing. N equals 2. B visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. N equals 3. C n equals 4. N equals 5. Visual summary. This table summarizes time, T1. At which the logarithmic negativity between the two center spins is lower than 10.4. The left and right columns correspond to vanishing and maximal connectivities in the buffer network, respectively, at fixed NT1225032103-2302-3303-2603-8001-140-2540. To verify the entanglement protection of different geometries, we look at the logarithmic negativity. The negativity, denoted as NR, quantifies entanglement in bipartite quantum systems, RAB 105. It is given by summing over the absolute of the negative eigenvalues, lie of the partially transposed density matrix, RTA, X visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. NREB equals lie 13. The logarithmic negativity, EN, is related to the negativity and serves as a good indicator of the degree of entanglement. It is defined as visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship, ENREB equals. Notably, figure 4 illustrates the logarithmic negativity over time between the two central spins in different geometries, with interaction between buffer spins. We observe that entanglement is conserved for an extended duration in the case of n equals 4, with maximum connectivity between buffer spins as shown in Table 1. This geometry is the closest to the tetrahedral geometry of the phosphate molecule. We have also compared the protection time of entanglement between vanishing and maximal connectivities in the buffer network, and shown that protection is optimal when interactions are turned on. In our previous work, we provided physical insight into the heat transfer within the system, noting that a delay is particularly pronounced in tetrahedral geometries. This explanation suggests that a similar mechanism could apply to the preservation of entanglement. The initial calculations yield promising results, offering insights into the feasibility of Fisher's proposal. This marks the first step toward developing a more realistic model, where the spins more accurately mirror the biological environment. In the following section, we use a sectional diagonalization of the Hamiltonian to more clearly reveal the effect of buffer isolation on quantum information protection. 6. Theoretical explanation A Hamiltonian transformation. We now examine the system with a fully connected buffer network, and more specifically, its Hamiltonian, from a different perspective, in an attempt to provide a theoretical explanation of better entanglement preservation in the fully connected geometry. By applying a unitary transformation to the Hamiltonian, we can transition from a fully connected graph of buffer spins to the other extreme, where the buffer spins are mapped to a set of non-interacting collective modes. These fictitious non-interacting modes will be referred to as the dressed buffer modes in the new representation after the transformation as the dressed picture. We rewrite the Hamiltonian in equation in NSSISISISISICIEBY S2GJ KTJ2SJ+2DJ wish physical summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. H equals 15. XO plus 2 SI SI 2 1 I plus 2 G J SI S J plus S J plus Psi S J plus visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. Equals 16. Given the spin operator vectors, visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. S plus equals S1 plus SM plus 1. 17 visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. S equals S1 dash SN plus 1. 18, the Hamiltonian, in matrix form, can be expressed as up to an irrelevant constant. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. H equals tes plus H ST 19, where H is given by O V visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. H equals 20 V T V V V V V summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. The vector V represents the interaction between the central spin, spin 1, and the other spins, J, for J equals 2, G, 1, 2, 2, 1, and plus. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. Moreover, note that for N equals 2, 3, 4, H equals O1 plus GACOM, where ACOM is the adjacency matrix of the complete graph of order N up to a sign. Here we aim to preserve the first spin corresponding to the central spin while diagonalizing H. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship for N equals 2. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. O2, O3, O2 grams, O2 grams, O2 grams, 23. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. For N equals 3. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. O3, O4 equals plus 4 grams, O2 grams, O2 grams, 24. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. For N equals 4. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. O2, O3, O4, O5 equals plus 6 grams, O2 grams, O2 grams, O2 grams, 25. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. For N equals 4, visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. O2, O3, O4, O5, O6 equals plus 2, 1, plus 7. O plus 2, 1, 7, O, O, 2 grams, O, 2 grams, 26. The spin operators of the buffer spins are mapped to some new operators associated with a set of dressed collective excitations. It is worth remarking that in general the dressed modes are not spins anymore, and the dressed operators in general do not satisfy the spin commutation rules. With this in mind, we refer to Sj and Sj plus with J equals 2, N plus 1 as respectively the lowering and raising operators of the dressed buffer modes. The relation describes a mathematical relationship. St plus equals 1x ut st plus. St equals 1x ut st plus. St equals 1xu plus st plus. St equals 1xu plus st minus 27. With the identity acting on the first central spin and visual summary, this equation describes a mathematical relationship. St plus equals S1 plus, S2 plus, ST, SN, SN visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. T's equation describes a mathematical relationship. As discussed before, S1 plus, which represent the spin operators of the central spin, remain unchanged. Next, we rewrite the interaction between the central and the buffer spins in the dressed picture S, making use of the transformation x plus 1 Newton. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship uij sj si sa f f s mathematical relationship n equals ds a sa mathematical relationship J equals 2 J N plus 1. 1.9, visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. G equals 2 J S J. We can thus define a new vector of interactions V equals G 1 plus 1. New dot visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. Spin and the buffer spins can be written as G1 plus J equals 2 Sj. Corresponds to a single eigenvector of the graph defined above with eigenvalue n. We remark that the decoupling of the central spin from most of the Drest buffer modes is due to the system Hamiltonian being highly symmetric. Let us finally address the coupling of the buffer spins with the local baths in the Drest picture. The local thermal dissipation channels are described by the dissipator 12. By applying the transformation 29, we obtain in the Drest picture the same dissipator with Si replaced by the suitable linear combination of Sj. In the Drest picture, the separate baths acting locally on each buffer spins become global baths 102, 103, acting collectively on the Drest buffer modes. In conclusion, through the change of variables 29, we have mapped the problem of a central spin coupled to a network of fully connected buffer spins to the problem of a central spin coupled to a collection of non-interacting buffer modes. For n equals 2, 3, 4, the central spin interacts with a single Drest buffer mode that may be associated with a collective spin, while all other Drest modes are decoupled from the central spin. This scenario resembles the other model we consider in this work that displays worse entanglement preservation. See, for instance, Table 1. Contrary to the latter scenario, however, only one collective spin-like buffer mode is coupled to the central spin, although through a stronger interaction and under the action of global baths. This may give us some hints of why the fully connected geometry better preserves entanglement, as we show in the following. For n equals 5, this argument is weaker, as the central spin interacts with two generic collective Drest modes. B calculation for n equals 2. For n equals 2, O plus 2 gram 0 visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. D equals 30, 0.02 grams. The transformation matrix, 1.1.2.1 visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. U equals squared 31, 31 visual summary. This figure describes the first column represents the number of buffer spins. N column A represents the non-interacting buffer spins. Column B shows the interacting buffer spins. Column C shows the Drest buffer modes after the Hamiltonian transformation, which is represented by the curved arrows. For N equals 2, 3, 4, the Drest mode 2 can be associated with a collective spin. In the original representation, column B, all spin couplings are identical. In the new representation, that is, the Drest picture column C, the couplings vary as follows. G12 equals 1. G for visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. N equals 2, G12 equals 1. 3G for N equals 3, G12 equals 2G for N equals 4, and G12 equals 2. 23GG12L4, visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship, ST plus equals summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship, S2 plus equals CRT, S2 plus S3 plus. 32. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship, S3 plus equals skin G S2 plus S3 plus S3 plus 33. Then the interaction of the first spin with the buffer spins is transformed as visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. G1 plus S2 plus S1 plus S3 trees SCRT S2 plus summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. ST8 C plus 2 IAG worth. Noting that after diagonalization, the interactions between Drest buffer modes are suppressed. See interpretation of the results. In the non-interacting case, there are N interactions between the central spin. When interactions between buffer spins are introduced, column B in figure 5, the interaction between the central spin and the Drest visual summary This equation describes a mathematical relationship. Buffer modes is reduced to a single interaction for n equals 2 to n equals 4, and to two interactions for n equals 5, shown in column. See in figure 5, using the dressed picture, we can more easily compare these scenarios and understand why interacting buffer spins offer better quantum information protection. In column B, where the buffer spins are maximally interacting, the interaction between the central spin and the buffer network, which is connected to the environment and responsible for the loss of quantum information, is significantly modified. Well, in the case of non-interacting buffer spins, column A, the central spin is weakly visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. Coupled to n independent and locally dissipating buffer spins, if the buffer network is fully connected, n equals 2, 3, 4, then the visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. Central spin interacts with a single dressed collective buffer modes, column C, which secret may be associated with a collective spin in a more and more intense way as a function of n coupling constant billing as n. This mode is in turn dissipating into different global baths. Focusing now on the dynamics of the central spin only, the difference between the two scenarios described above lies in a transition from a Markovian to a non-Markovian dynamics. Indeed, if dissipation comes from a collection of identical and weakly coupled systems, the dynamics have a more Markovian behavior corresponding to a roughly flat spectral density of the environment. This is an exact result if we consider if non-interacting buffer spins 101. On the other hand, a stronger coupling with a single dressed buffer mode implies a more and more non-Markovian behavior as the dressed mode filters the thermal white noise into Lorentzian noise. Furthermore, it is well known that non-Markovian dynamics better preserve quantum information, as non-Markovianity induces a backflow of quantum information from the reservoir to the central spin 106 to 116. It is thus reasonable to expect that the fully connected buffer network preserves entanglement during a longer time than the non-interacting network, as we indeed observe. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. For n is greater than or equal to 5, it is physically impossible to construct a fully connected network, given the position of the central spin, CEG, 29. And for instance, for n equals 5, the interaction between spin 2 and spin 6 is missing, so the dressed buffer network does not reduce to a single interaction. Instead, the central spin is coupled to two non-interacting dressed buffer modes, while three more are left uncoupled. Although the analogy with the case of uncoupled buffer spins is partially lost, we might still draw similar conclusions as for the case of perfectly fully connected buffer network, i.e., the dynamics will have a more non-Markovian behavior than in the case of non-interacting buffer network, leading to better entanglement preservation. This behavior, however, will be less pronounced than in the case of a fully connected network. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. Finally, we point out that in the tetrahedral geometry n equals 4, there is a significant improvement in quantum information. Preservation, figure 4. We observe that n equals 4 presents the strongest possible coupling between the central spin and a single dressed buffer mode, figure 5. As for n equals 5, the fully connected geometry is not possible. Consequently, quantum information visual summary, this equation describes a mathematical relationship, would be preserved longer due to the strongest possible non-Markovian behavior arising in the case of n equals 4. Do numerical verification to numerically verify this observation. We can calculate the trace distance measure of non-Markovianity 117. Trace distance between two density matrices R1T and R2 at time t can be calculated as visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship. Dr. 1 T R2 equals R1 T R2 tone 35, where alone denotes the trace norm of matrix A, which is the sum of the singular values of A. To verify non-Markovianity, we use the trace distance to compare two initially orthogonal states. The initial states of the central spins, PH1, PH2, corresponding to R1 and R2 in the trace distance measure, are taken as visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship, PH1 equals CRT0 plus 1. 36. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship, PH2 equals CRT0 plus 1. 36. Visual summary. This equation describes a mathematical relationship, PH2 equals CRD0 1 2 C2 0. This increase indicates a backflow of information from the environment buffer network to the system. After evolving the two initial states, PH1 and PH2, we then compare them at each time instant using the trace norm distance. As shown in Figure 6, for n equals 4, we observe more pronounced oscillations, indicating higher non-Markovianity. This may explain our earlier findings in the enhanced protection observed in the tetrahedral geometry. 7. Conclusions. While this overview has aimed to summarize the current state of research on the brain and its functions, it cannot fully encompass the breadth and depth of the field. Our focus has been primarily on the biological and cognitive aspects, and we have not delved into the more speculative intersections between brain research and foundational philosophical or physical theories. Visual summary. This figure describes trace norm distance, d, between R1 and R2 over dimensionless time for different numbers of buffer spins. N equals 2, N equals 3, N equals 4, and N equals 5. The buffer spins interact with each other. These areas, though, of growing interest remain largely in the realm of ongoing exploration and debate. The brain, with its complex and still largely mysterious nature, serves as a central link between our perception of the world and our identity. Its intricate functioning underpins much of scientific inquiry, making the study of the brain vital not only for addressing neurological diseases, but also for advancing fields like artificial intelligence and even fundamental physics. Recent discussions in the literature suggest that a deeper understanding of brain function may require revisiting foundational questions in quantum physics and relativity. For instance, the role of the observer in quantum experiments remains an open debate. With potential implications for cognition and perception 118, 119, 121, 122. Some researchers explore whether consciousness could have a physical basis extending beyond biological systems 118, 119, while others investigate whether principles from relativity might provide insights into the nature of thought and awareness 120. Though these questions are speculative and far from settled, they underscore the importance of interdisciplinary approaches in advancing our understanding of the brain and its connections to more fundamental domains of science. In this perspective, we explored several quantum brain theories described in the literature. We began with a hypothesis of consciousness occurring within microtubules, then moved on to its potential explanation within the electromagnetic field, culminating with an analysis of cognition via the Posner cluster model. Specifically, we provided insights into this model by examining a toy model that resembles the phosphate molecule in the Posner cluster and looking at the preservation of quantum entanglement. Our findings suggest that the tetrahedral geometry adopted by the phosphate molecule in the Posner cluster offers superior entanglement protection. To further elucidate our results and the effects in different geometries, we map the geometry to an alternative representation by diagonalizing the Hamiltonian. This approach more clearly reveals the impact of an effective, almost isolated buffer network, single-dressed buffer mode coupled to the central spin on quantum information protection. While our findings do not conclusively prove Matthew Fisher's proposal on cognition, they offer valuable insights into how simplified models and quantum information measures can provide different perspectives and enhance our understanding of these theories. Vuitturi contributed expectations and prepared the initial draft. OP shaped the conceptual framework of the manuscript and developed the proposals discussed in sections 2 and 3. NC proposed and elaborated the theoretical explanation discussed in Section 6. OEM contributed to the conceptualization and provided supervision, acknowledgments. This work was supported by the Scientific and Technological Research Council of Turkey, TÜBİTAK, under Project Number 123F150. LG and OEM thank TÜBİTAK for their support. Acknowledges funding from the Research Council of Finland through the Center of Excellence Program Grant 336810 and the Finnish Quantum Flagship Project 358878UH, and from COCOSY Project PID 2022-14050501, 10305, 1303, 13011, 0301, 1030. We sincerely thank Professor Travis Craddock from the University of Waterloo for his valuable feedback and thoughtful revisions to Section 2 of this work, which 10007B
Intel, 2044,
34435-467, 26, 14,
34,
18, 267/J, E-Logos. 465, AM et al., Tests for Consciousness in Humans and Beyond, Trends Congen, Psi 2024,
28,
424, 46,
Mechanics,
Gao,
S.,
Ed., Oxford University Press, Oxford, UK, 2022,
18,
E02-84610, W. Ord 10, 1371/J,
O. U.
R. N. A. L. Pone, 02-84610, Out 10, 142/S0217979295003, 0 Theory. Sunwell 1996, 4453-480. 1038-1067-201084. London, UK, 2000 pp. 266-282. 1142-978-184-816-02-236-67-5796. 1041. Biosystems 2002, 64-149-168. Ord 10.
Reverend
2002, 65-06-1901. Ash, Ord. 1103. Fizz, Rev. 65-06-1901. Tryptophan in Biological Architectures. Number 20, 4-124-184-354. 1021 Prax in Biophysical Systems. Nature 2017, 543-647-656. Fizz, Reverend 1988-37-3835-3847. Bank, 35. Org, Rov, 103, Fizz Rivlet, 101-103-602-73-192, Fizz, 2002-43-260-261-3603-289, Hamiltonian, JMAF Fizz, 2002-43-245-204-204-63-114-46-234-42-42-4-6-T-Key-Orge-40-263-114-4-6-2-4-2-7 Symmetries, JMAF. 2002-43-304-359-51 196.3, this 2006, 232-35, 1006, ATD 1994, core.org, 1006 COD, 2001, 508, non-conscious fields, J conscious, stud, 2012, 19100, 91, 233.
Oh.
935-067550. Systematic Review. Ann. New York Ack. 2021. 1499. 82. 14T. Entropy 2023-25-1635. Visus 90/E251-21635. Each by CLO G. Eds, John Benjamin's Publishing Company, Amsterdam, the Netherlands, 2004, 2569075, Born Symposium, Sabaka Castle, Poland, 15 September 17th, 1993, Jela, The One Thing, 6, Age, Terrified, the Netherlands, 1995, 195-94, HT, 1007900, 94 of 4, 13 fizz, 9791, or 10, 1 fee, Reverend Lett, 2017, 119-2404.org, Ion Association Complexes Unite Classical and Non-Classical Theories for the Biomimetic Nucleation of Calcium Phosphate, or Interface 2018-15-201-80494, RGT. 1098-40. Yes, 2016, 113-30005. And 1209-295-5075-113-30005. Telegraph Noise, Fizz HT 121-96-125116. This. Well, Reverend Lett, 2009, 102-090-40-03, Fizz Rev Lett, 3 fizz 09-04-01-08-00-9503-494-14-55-03-812-02-1-495. Orge 10, 1038, 0202-050-590 of the 2015 IEEE Conference on Control Applications CCA, UHDE, Australia, 2027, 23rd-2015, pp 1923, res 2020, 203-3285, TCTOG 05, 203-55, 03-400, 9C/W50824, 1016-129316, G 6T A 2 8, 2, 1, 2, 9, 3, 1, 6, Atomic Mall, Opt, Fizz, 2012, 86, 0, 6, 2, 0, 3, 2, 8, 1, 2, 9, 2, 9, 7, 1, Duo,